East Coast Breakfast.
Good morning, Annalise.
Good morning.
A very good morning to everybody. I am rumba excited to be here.
So, Auntie, at the end of this week, one person is going to win R1 million in cash. What would Annalakshmi do with R1 million?
What? You know exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
What?
I would buy one-way ticket for 4 people.
Mm.
My dustbin. And my 3 hungras, I am sending them back to India. I will finally have some peace and quiet here.
Oh,
and I will be enjoying for myself. You know, Indian mothers,
no.
We don't stop the cooking, the cleaning, the feeding, the nagging. You know, so I too want to, I want to calm down to, if I have nobody to nag, I can't be a nag bag.
No, exactly. You won't be a nag.
No.
Did you say husband?
It is dustbin.
Oh,
dustbin.
I didn't know. I've learned a new
difference. Growing up, my darling, you learned something new today. Are you single or married?
No, I'm engaged.
So is it still a dustbin?
You have my sympathies.
That's fantastic. Now, Auntie, please tell us something here, right? I mean, we know Darren, obviously, on radio, and we have seen him on stage. But what is it like to work with Darren when it's behind the curtain, when it's, you know, when you guys are having your VIP stuff at the back? Is he a bit of a diva, or is he got a chiller?
Not at all. He's actually normal. He is not cracked like how he is on the radio.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not, in fact, I was wondering what is wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that crackness that you hear every morning. No, it is not there. He is saving it for stage. When he is backstage, he's a gentleman.
Oh, yes.
I was so impressed.
Yeah.
I thought, when is he acting then? Is he actually crack or is he actually normal? I mean, but let's face it, he's not normal.
Yeah, we know that.
Abnormal, but you know.
No, the auntie asks me backstage all the time, Darren, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. She's like, no, you're too quiet.
I got another question for you.
Oh.
Did I marry your uncle? What are you calling me, auntie?
Yeah, babes.
Anna likes me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, but I am. I'm quiet and I'm reserved and I'm getting ready to go on stage. And unlike you, Anna likes me. Like, all the comics are backstage trying to get ready. And you're saying, can I heat up your biryani? What's going on?
But she comes with biryani. What more do you want? I want to know, what do you enjoy most about performing at a big scale event like this? So obviously you do lots of smaller shows in KZN and all over the country. What's a bigger scale event like this like?
I have to say, the reverb from all of the laughter, the applause, it hits you in waves.
Okay.
When it is this much people. Honestly, can you see my hair is standing? It is very exciting to be on the stage. You got, the last time I did Kings and Queens, it was 7,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know? So that was brilliant.
Yeah. So it is. You can't explain it. It is a phenomenon. It's literally the rock star. Mm. It's a rock concert
and
of
comedy.
And you have
to be there.
You have to be there. Mm-hmm.
You can't watch on social media. It's not the same effect.
Tell people why they need to buy tickets.
No, you have to be there in person. Your hands are getting exercise every time you're clapping. Stomach ab muscles are getting exercise every time you're laughing. You should be there.
Auntie's quite right. We saw...
calling her. She's not married to your uncle, babes. Relax. Thank you.
She's quite right. We saw a guy come. Do you remember that time? Was it last year or the year before? There was that guy came and he looked like, you know, he looked like he hadn't worked out for a while. And after all the laughter, he walked out with an 8-pack.
Yeah, had a Honda. It's like he was hiding a Honda under his t-shirt. You know what is a Honda?
Yeah,
Honda is the big pot that we're making biryani. It's called a Honda. You can feed 100 people.
Honda.
And then hungra is my children because they don't stop eating.
We've got one like that on the team. His name is Vier. He's our producer.
Okay. Auntie, I'm respectful like that. You're going to be auntie.
He calls
everybody
auntie.
I'm sorry, you're cracking jokes here. Especially when I'm so much younger than you.
Yeah, it's awkward, right?
People don't know. I haven't published. This is the last time I comment. I don't publish my age. No one knows.
No one knows how old we are.
But auntie, okay, at the end of this week, by the end of this week, somebody is going to win a million rand. How many people, because you did quick math in your head, how many people could be fed your delicious lamb biryani with a million rand?
My delicious, and listen, it depends. Are you a Scrooge when you're giving meat and potatoes?
No, we can't be. No. No,
or you're being very, very generous.
Yeah, very generous.
Generous, yeah. I'd say at least a quarter of a million people can eat a delicious lamb-filled lamb biryani.
Lamb-filled.
Yeah, because people are making biryani, but you're only seeing rice.
Hey, I judge those people, Auntie.
Don't judge those people if you can't even make biryani.
Oh, that's a burn. That burn was hot.
Stay here at East Coast Radio, please. Just for me, so that.
Sorry.
But Auntie, I can do other things. Biryani
is what? You can eat the biryani? You can judge the biryani?
Yes.
But you don't leave the biryani.
I can put the biryani
in.
I can put the biryani in his kaftan. When I leave.
Wow.
I can take away the biryani.
I definitely, if somebody is winning the money and they want to provide biryani, I can do at least 250,000 people can eat a delicious biryani.
That's
their stomach
so
will be full.
I hope so.
Pants, they're having to open the zip and button a little bit.
We have that problem. After you, and of course Darren Moore, and after you do your own set, who at Queens of Kings and Queens of Comedy would you like to watch? Who are some of your favorite comedians?
Conrad and his puppet, I have to say.
I like the puppets.
Favorite. Joey Razdin, very, very funny. Hey, Kanisa.
I know, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know how she does it with the straight face. How she just delivering the lines like that. She's brilliant, brilliant.
She's brilliant. I love the fact that Muttu Murugan.
I mean, Muttu. Why you say Muttu?
How do I say it?
Muttu.
Isn't that what I said?
Muttu.
Muttu.
Andy, before you we get into news, just quickly, right? We can't have you here and not also hear your other talent, which is...
We heard a rumor.
What
rumor?
That you can sing. Yeah. Not that you can, that you do sing.
Mm. I'll be honest, my first love is complaining and singing. So generally, I like to... sing a song of me complaining. You're getting. You understand? So, you know, as a mother, I don't ever get to take holiday. I don't get to get a break. So I always like to fantasize. I like to dream about the holiday.
Yes.
You know, about a different life. You know? Somewhere over the rainbow, no care inside, and the dream that I dreamed of once in another life. Someday I'll wish upon a star, wake up where the house is neat and tidy, where children listen and read their books, do their own projects, and the husband cooks. That's where you'll find me.
Wow, I actually got goosebumps just from the singing.
Incredible. Oh my God.
That was beautiful.
No,
was
I think beautiful. The aircon is too high because I too am getting goosebumps. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.